Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. All right. Live from Exeter Hotel. Good evening, everyone. Here we are at the Exeter Hotel. Now, the Exeter Hotel, quite recently, has gathered notoriety because of a fortunate figure that entered my life not too long ago. Around here is a chair, a table, set and dined in by one James Donald Forbes McCann. And this man is a podcaster, a comedian. And here he sat on the 8th of February, 2026, in this very chair. I don't think it was this chair specifically, but one of these chairs like it. Well, the story he told, the story that unfolded, the moment, is that he had a steak sandwich, had a prayer, and devoured it in front of a live audience. And this was broadcast live on television. The television within our homes. Right around here, he sat, he stared, he talked, and he performed. And this man is the reason why I'm doing this today. And I'm happy. Breaking out of character.
Are you kidding? There's ash here. Who smoked here and put the ashes? It's everywhere.
You are listening to the Darcy Fox McCann James Plan for Catamaran.
I don't know if those fellas are still here. For those viewers, over there was a couple of, hoodlums wearing those Target shirts. They were filming something about the statue over there. Am I coming in clear? Because I can't hear anything. I'm deaf in one ear and deaf in the other. And all this traffic are coming around. Well, it was actually quite a lovely day today. They said it was going to be like, top of 18, low of 9, cloudy, and I mean, besides the clouds, it's a perfect day. Perfect day. And looking at all these people over here sitting in their cars with a frown on their face, like they don't know what's to be grateful for. Oh, here we go. Come, my flock. If you look right up towards the angel, you can see a nice big pair of, well, they're not that big, but you can see at least one testicle up there and a bit of pubic hair. And that's a fun fact you would never really know unless you, well, had a little tour guide. I'm not going to be that tour guide, but you wish you were. Come here, bird. Come on, my first guest. I'm not going to sit at the statue, it's a bit disrespectful, but I'm going to stand here and talk. Welcome everyone to the Darzcast, James Catamaran Forbes, Catamaran something. And here we are today. It's the 21st of May. It's a lovely transitional weather today. I would like to extend my gratitude, before we get started with anything, to the lovely cameraman, his assistant, the cameraman's wife, the assistant's wife, to James himself, and to everyone. Hello, how are you? I'm going to be a smash hit, aren't I?
Can you hear me, Darcy?
I can absolutely hear you.
This is awesome. What a good little thing. I think I'm going to reframe here. There's not enough light in my background.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking over as I'm directed like a little attack dog I am. Where do you want me to be?
That's good, Darcy.
This is good? Well. Oh, come here, man.
Stay there, Daz.
Oh, all right. We're going to get right into the frame. Yeah. Hello, man.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah.
Well, are you from here, Eddie?
Was I?
Are you from here, Eddie?
Oh, no. My black ass is from Africa.
Well, what part of Africa?
I'm from Liberia, West Africa.
Liberia?
Yeah.
Hello, man. Yeah. I know nothing about Liberia, but tell me about Liberia.
Liberia is, you know, a poor country. There's not much there. We have diamonds, we have gold, but we don't really know the value. So we just walk over diamond and gold, and we just keep going, and we stay broke. We stay poor.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear about that.
No, but it's all right. Oh. We're just dumb, that's all.
Oh, I don't think you're a dumb man. But is the country poor just because you're not in it right now?
No.
Oh, I don't know. This is my first interview. Tell me more about yourself.
I'm Eddie. My black bat is homeless. I'm on the street. So, yeah, I'm just trying to survive. Yeah. Oh.
Surviving is something we can all do.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to ask you some questions, only about two, and it's really to do about the political and social zeitgeist of society. How do you feel of modernity, as in modern life? Do you feel as it's entering a period of stagnation, or that the people are entering a period of stagnation in their development?
I think life is all right. We're taking one step at a time. I think life is fine. I don't think anything is going out of whack. I think at the end of the day, God is in control. It's not our creation, it's God's creation. So I think life is balanced. I don't think anything's going out of whack. I think everything is a part of life, and that's how life is.
Well, I can agree with you right there. God is in control of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not our creation, so, you know, it's His. So, I mean, He knows what to do with what He has.
All right. Do you believe that... Oh, sorry. The truck is getting...
It's all right.
It is all right.
Sorry.
Hey, you're a good man, Eddie. I like talking to you.
Thank you, man.
And that isn't just, you know, oh, I'm going to plug myself saying you. Like, I like you, man. I like you.
Man. Yeah. Well, I'm black.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, what shade?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Well, yeah. We're all a fan of chocolate. Now, come on, smile at the camera, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, thank
Eddie,
you.
I wish you well.
Thank you so
I hope
much.
You find right. some greatness to match as great as you are.
See you, man.
See you, Eddie. I like Eddie.
Well done,
boy.
Darcy. That was
what
really
a start.
Nice. Well done. So what did James exactly tell you to come out here and do? What was the...
Pardon?
So James set you a task. What was James's task that he asked you to do to come out here?
Well, I've already forgotten it. But we're just going to try and find out what everyone's about. Find out what life is about. Find out what society is about right now. Because in this modern climate, there are fears. There are perhaps theories that things are becoming fractured, disorganized. People are being splintered. And that wholeness is not necessarily a part of... Hey, would you like to be in the pot? Would you like to be in the pod? Come on.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Do you know who James Donald Forbes McCann is?
No clue.
No clue.
Should we? Should we know him?
I didn't even know him when I first met him.
Okay.
So, you're all right. All right. We good with this?
Trust me. You're doing well, Doug.
I'm a novice to this stuff.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, guys.
How do you feel society is at the moment?
Society in Adelaide or in general?
Society, human society, and it doesn't have to be, it can be broader than Adelaide. It can just be Australian society or global Western society. How do you feel about that?
It's expensive.
Expensive?
Yeah.
Well, what part of it? Is it monetary expensive or sort of spiritually expensive? Taxing?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Well, could you elaborate a bit more about that? Does it affect you personally?
We don't know much because we're very young. It doesn't affect us. I wouldn't say it affects me.
It affects you?
For monetary-wise, I tried to buy groceries one time, and I had to spend $200 for, like, a little amount.
And my car declined. Ooh! I can feel that. Oh, living off 2 minute noodles and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
What's in his hand? The guy in the glasses, what's in his hand?
Anything else?
What's that you got in their hand?
Protein milk.
Yeah.
Sponsor it. Yep. So,
sure.
Dairy farmers, high protein milk. 18 grams of protein for 4 servings. That's $3.70.
Exactly.
$3.70. Are you a repeat customer for this type of milk?
Yeah, they actually recently upped the price by like 20 cents.
Oh, a bit of a scam.
Yep.
Would you steal it off the shelves?
I actually work for Coles, so I don't really want to get fired from them.
Okay, if you steal off, I'll vouch for you, personally. First thing, what's your names?
Daniel.
Hazem.
Hazem. Wait, Hazem?
Hazem.
Hazem.
With a H.
Hazem. Hazard. Hazem. Hazem and Daniel.
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you both.
Pleasure to meet you.
Do they have their own pod?
What?
Do these guys have their own pod?
Do you have your own podcast, you two?
Our own what?
Own podcast.
Nah.
Should we start one?
Yeah, we should start one.
Yeah. And then we can rival your podcast and then get more viewers than you.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm actually glad you got a better idea than me.
Get
out of
your mouth.
Oh, stop butting it, please. Don't worry about them.
You can hear him through the...
Yeah, I know. He's talking to me. I've got these voices in my head. That's why I go to church.
Carry on.
So, you two, good dynamic. Set up your own podcast, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Good. Well, what would be the first thing you want to talk about in your podcast?
Everything. We'll try everything.
Yeah. Everything?
Why limit it to one subject when you can talk about everything?
Okay. Would you talk about how society is at the moment? Like things that grounded issues to, you know, not just humanity, but like to a whole generation, young generation.
I think we would more focus on a GoFundMe so we can buy a Ninja 500.
Yep. A bike. We're going to ride a bike.
Two Ninja 500s and if we can, a third one for our friend Alvin.
A third one for your friend Alvin?
Yeah, different colors as well. So we're going to have to get...
Good. Would you be like Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, but male. Male version.
Good.
I'm the blonde one.
Because she bad as me.
True. Honestly, true. Oh. I don't want to get off of this like, oh. No, I can't. I really want to talk about women, but you know, they have to hear about that.
Girls. We don't know much about girls.
Yeah.
You kidding?
We don't know much. We just focus. Yeah. Focus on school.
Focus on buying a bike.
And getting money. That's what we want.
And getting rich.
And training.
And that's your mindset?
Yeah.
Focus on
what's important, what actually matters.
Yeah.
And what's important to you and your plan, your life story, I guess.
We're going to start a business, move to Miami, and buy a penthouse.
LARP. Until we make it.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
Hey, both of you. Daniel? Hazing?
Hazem.
Thank you boys so much. Yeah, well, I know you're probably older than me, but thank you boys.
No, it's okay.
All right.
We like to spread kindness to the youth.
Yeah.
That's good. Hopefully I'm not the youth. Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
So what's when you hosted the pod last time, what's been the kind of the fallout for you? What's sort of happened?
Fallout?
Yeah.
Well, there's no one egging my house yet. I haven't been firebombed, unlike certain media. No. Well, life, it's been all right. How I view myself, sort of mellowing, changing. Is this good? All right. It's going up and down. We all have our ups and downs. Are they circling us like sharks, aren't they?
No.
No, Hazim's gone his own way. Hello, miss. Would you like to be... Oh, that's fine. Thank you. I don't know how James does this. He's really retooled his brain. Not as in to make it seem like he's supernatural, but it's just, it comes naturally to him. He can go up to people and he just sort of... He doesn't pass judgment. He just talks to people as they are. He doesn't put a face on. He doesn't see them as having a face on. It's just a simple exchange of words, perhaps to start or to end a conversation. And he carries it. He carries it well. Hello. You want to be in this? That's fine. Ooh. We are sort of stalling here. Should I get closer or further away from the camera? I haven't shaved lately. I look a bit ugly.
You're looking sharp, Dars.
Sure.
Is this the same suit from when you hosted the pod?
It is. I was going to wear something better, but it's not cold enough. In fact, I was going to drench my hair, sort of make it look like I was rained on, which is a gag I'll save for another day.
So when James asked you to come and do the Man on the Street, because obviously we found you doing our like street
doing
podcast.
This exact thing.
Yeah. What did you feel when he asked you to host one?
Well, I mean... It's a little daunting, actually. It's being as candid as I can, it's daunting. Because there's no... It's not applying for a job. It's not being asked in the line of duty to charge a front line. This is sort of out of the blue. You get a little taste of it by being interviewed. And then all of a sudden you're pulled, you're elevated upwards that you may be able to do this sort of thing. You can just be canonized as someone good enough to do it. It takes something that either you know your true self and you overlook what your own inhibitions are. You overlook what stops you. And you go on to just roll with it. Because either you can go into this being as polished and sharp and as clear-headed and focused as James is, as I believe he is, or you can play a character. If you play a character, you're sort of blocking everything out because you're stepping over who you are. You're no longer playing as yourself. You're playing as someone who has this confidence, this moxie to do whatever, to take a challenge, to walk up to people when if they were just playing themselves, they'd stop, they'd freeze, they'd have anxiety. But if you're not playing yourself, you don't see that. You see a simple connection. You play a tough guy, all of a sudden you become tough, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to transcribe onto who you are. And I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to import a little bit of the magic behind playing someone else onto me so I can get better at this. And with any luck, I may. Now.
Can you hear me, Darcy?
I can certainly hear you. Hello. You two gentlemen, would you like to be on the pod? What? Would you like to be filmed here on the podcast?
No, thanks.
That's all right. I'm trying. Oh. This damn mic, this little
These
thing.
These two gentlemen.
Hello. Oh, hey. Hello.
Sorry.
That's all right. Do you want to be in?
What is it?
Well, we're going to ask.
James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan.
The James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. And we're not going to be talking about catamarans today. We're going to be talking about issues involving society. How do you view, like, if I may, with your blessing, how do you view modern society? Do you believe it's stagnating or do you believe there is a slow forward march to progress?
I'm not sure. I'm actually here on a work trip.
You're on a work trip?
I'm from Adelaide.
You're not from Adelaide. Where are you from?
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
I'm meant to be talking to people. So I've got to go.
Farewell.
How you going, man?
Thank you.
Darcy, I'm just going to clean up your earpiece.
Fair enough. We'll take a 10-minute break or 5-minute break.
Oh my God, this is like school again. Mandatory disclaimers. What is Queen? Oh, I'll just read it. All right. I'm reading this like I'm shopping. Ladies and gentlemen of the James Catamaran Podcast, I would like to take a little bit of time just to read out a lovely message that we are all grateful for. And this is an advertisement for a very lovely company and brand. Quince Menswear. At this time of year, it always makes me think, makes me rethink, what's in my closet. I'm trying to keep fewer things, but better ones. Pieces that are made well and easy to wear all the time. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. The fabrics feel elevated, the fits are thoughtful, and the pricing actually makes sense. Quince, it always makes high quality, everyday essentials using premium materials like 100% European linen. And they're insanely soft, flow net, active wear. Their men's linen pants and shirts are lightweight, breathable, and comfortable, basically the perfect layering for spring. The pants strike the right balance between laid-back and refined, so you look put together without even trying too hard. And their flow-knit, active wear, moisture-wicking, anti-odor, and the soft enough that you actually will be able to wear it and want to wear it all day. Just that easy. The best part of it, their prices, 50, 60% less
than other competitors, similar brands. They undercut, but they don't keep or compromise and make an effective product. They make a good product. They keep the standard high, but they just give you a better price. And how do they do that? Well, they work directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middleman. So you're paying directly for quality and not for a markup. And not even, you're not getting a bad deal. You're getting a pretty good deal. You're getting a really good deal. I don't want to sim to the Trump impression, but it's good. You get something that's good. It fits well because they have good measurements. They get good sizing and the fabric, even if the fit's wrong, which it's not even going to happen with this brand, it drapes well. It doesn't hug, but it conforms naturally. It drapes so that it allows breathability, but also to allow for style to just flow right off you. It gives you a much better feel for your style and for your fashion sense when you have Quince menswear. So, refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/catamaran for free shipping and 365-day returns, a full year of being able to return your product if you're not satisfied. But coming from a menswear person, you'll be satisfied with it, of course. It's even now available in Canada too. So for those northerners up there, you've got access to primetime goods. So go to Quince, quince.com/catamaran for free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/catamaran. Well, on this last little day, James Donald Forbes McCann. Am I still getting his name muddled up?
I'm not sure. To be honest, I feel like the four words are interchangeable.
James Donald. Donald.
Donald.
It's on the hat. How can I miss it? But it's in cursive. It's your fault. James Donald Forbes McCann. Catamaran plan. Of fame. And knowing several other celebrities. That also makes him more famous. Has asked me, in good faith, to come out here and talk to people. To talk to people about the political zeitgeist. I keep on talking the political. It doesn't have to be political. The zeitgeist. The zeitgeist can be political.
What's
it can
the smell
be social.
In the air?
The smell in the air. It's a lot better than it is in Rundle Mall. No, but the trees. The trees with the tree martin. Whatever the hell they are. The trees. Yeah. It smells. I don't know what it is. Like that maple rotten smell of old urine. It's bad. Here, it's fine. I'm fine. Everyone's fine. Now, geez, that's a packed bus.
They look like they've got a zeitgeist about them, these
guys. They got something to say. Hello, gentlemen. Hi. Would you like to be on the podcast?
What's the podcast about?
Oh, the podcast is about, well, it's the James Donald Forbes Catamaran Plan. I fumble that up every time. Oh, yeah. Come this way. Come this way. Don't worry. Well, all right. Put your big smile on. This will be fine. We'll all be fine. First thing, may I get your names?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah. I'm Kurt.
Brian and...
Kurt.
What?
Kurt.
Kurt, Brian and Kurt.
Yeah.
Like Kurt Cobain. Brian,
Kurt
Brian
Cobain.
And Kurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. That famous architect, you know, Brian... Kurt Cobain, whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. Now, Brian and Kurt, may I ask you some questions around... What zeitgeist is? Do you know what zeitgeist is?
No,
can
I have
you get
no
a
idea.
Better body position to camera for them?
Okay. Can you come ahead, Kurt? Is this good?
Beautiful. Right.
Just
that's so
look
good.
At those people.
Like over here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah. These people are a brick wall. Don't worry about them.
No.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. I'm about to get used to that. Yeah. Do you know? Or no. How does it make you feel, society,
in the way that it's currently headed. How do you think it's headed, and how does it feel to you?
Oh.
Do you believe that there's a forward momentum in society's pace at the moment?
I feel like it's kind of stopped.
You feel like there's stagnation?
Yeah.
And what do you think is... Do you think there's a cause for this stagnation?
Probably. I mean, I feel like the whole world is kind of stopping. Or like, because everything's happening with all the wars and stuff and all the conflict everywhere.
Sorry about that,
Kurt. I agree with everything he says.
All right. So it's not just an economic slowdown. Is it like a spiritual, a soulful slowdown?
Like, if I just think about it, like, as me.
As you.
Yeah, I reckon a little bit. Like, thinking about everything.
Thinking about everything. Does it weigh a sort of, is there a heavy toll when it comes to thinking about economics, when it comes to thinking about other people? Does that weigh upon you heavily enough that causes you stress or anxiety?
Probably not anxiety, not that much stress, but like, it's still something. Because we can be affected, but luckily nothing's happened yet, or, you know, this is something to think about in the back of the mind. Yeah, I reckon.
And do you think there would be a sort of principle call, not a cause, a solution? What do you think there is missing in modern society, if there is something missing? What do you think it is?
Something missing? I wouldn't know.
Nothing about anything that sort of connection to the people or a sort of disarray of organization between people or to general groups in society.
Oh. That makes sense.
Sorry if I feel like I'm putting a bit of stress on you guys.
No, it gets me thinking. No, it's good. It gets me thinking, yeah.
Do you regularly think about sort of situations or not situations, but this topic a lot?
Maybe if it's like on my TikTok.
Oh, do you use TikTok? Like, how often do you use TikTok?
Actually, I used to use it quite a lot, but like not anymore.
Okay, so you're reducing it. Do you believe social media plays a part in this stagnation?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's where I learn a lot about everything that's happening around the world.
Is it the same to you, Kurt?
Oh. Definitely.
Okay. Well, I don't use social media myself. Do you think there's a filter between information on TikTok or social medias that can affect how you receive this information?
A filter that... I mean, I know they got the guidelines, but, like, I don't think... There's a news guy I follow. I think he's pretty, like, open about everything that happens. Oh, I think this is what I see, but not too sure about that one.
And who is this nose guy?
I don't know his name.
All right.
Just follow him on TikTok.
All right. I reckon that. Wrap him up.
Thank you, Kurt. And thank you, Brian.
Ryan.
Ryan.
No B.
Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
No problem.
And thank you, Kurt.
Thank you.
I hope you two stay safe and have a lovely day as well.
You thank too. You, yeah.
See you around.
That's cool. Yeah. Nice one,
Das. Oh. I guess you can sort of flow into this more naturally. Were my questions good there? I don't know.
Yeah, they were. I just think there was a confusion by participants.
Yeah. I mean, I did write down a list of questions here. See if I can read them out. Hopefully no one has HD footage so they can read these things. What the... Today... Byth... South... No. Here we go. These are some of the questions that I'll attempt to ask everyone. Hello, sir. Would you like to be a part of this? All right.
Vegetarian.
See you around. Well, I'm just confused about how we thought it. Vegetarian. Do you get that often? Does James get this often?
People say vegetarian as they walk past.
Yeah. Like...
It's only happened once before.
Like just, oh, hello, how you doing? How does it happen? Just stumbling in. Not that they stumble often, but they just...
Well, what happened when you were discovered, Darcy?
I kind of stumbled in. I stumbled
you
in.
You had a vibe.
I had a vibe. Some people have a vibe. Mr. Vegetarian had a vibe.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think we need to find someone with a vibe.
A vibe. Well, if we're looking for vibes, we either go to a place which is full of vibes or a place which is boring enough to have someone shine bright enough that we can see their vibe purely. So either down University Way near the art gallery or that place, Rundle. Or we can sit here. Maybe you get them a bit more down, maybe around Rundle Street. I don't want to sort of drag you around, but...
We could go Rundle Street. You know what we could do? We could do the Rundle Mall, Rundle Street intersection.
Now there's a place where people would
vibe. I reckon that's a place. All right.
We'll see.
I'm going to stay rolling and let's go there now. While we're rolling, you come behind me, Darcy, and you talk into the camera while I'm holding it about the characters of Adelaide.
So you hold it towards me and I'm following you.
Yeah.
I'm fine by that. That's pretty good. All right. We've got to be avant-garde. Well, I've seen plenty of characters in Adelaide. You know what I've seen? I've seen people that have... There was this one guy, Hindley Street, who zoinked off his head, and he was talking to a traffic cone. Full-on conversation, like, oh, I did this on the other day, you know. But he's in the mumbling because he had no teeth. Real good conversation. I don't know if I'm a bit too close.
I think you're good. You're good.
It's wonderful lighting.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So the characters of Adelaide, there's timeless people as you walk around.
They're timeless people in Salisbury, in Adelaide. You get those pierce the drunk kind of people. The ones that stumble around in the hat and suit. That they were out of a sort of... A program written for TV. There's a guy who wants his face in the news. And you see these people. And you don't dare interact with them because that would sort of break the spirit of it all. You just let them, like in a safari, you let them be in their own natural environment. You do the same thing when you're on the train, when you sit on the bus. You see these people. And you can see comedy in that. And that's priceless. Hello, miss. You can see humour in it and all. It gives you inspiration. It gives you something that really grounds you down. Because you don't want to be elevated. You don't want to float around with an ego, thinking that you're better than people. You just find your place among people. And some of the people we'll talk to, hopefully can do that to me. Who doesn't want to be reminded of life like this? Modern life. I think I said this last time, but when you meet a stranger, you put on a face. Sometimes you play it as yourself, sometimes you play it as someone that isn't you. Because you can self-censor, you can choose to say things that you wouldn't normally say. You choose who you are. Well, there is a bit of trust you have to inherently build up, not with strangers. Strangers you can choose to expose, you can choose to test. But when it comes to perhaps feeling a sense of vulnerability because you've shown yourself and you feel exposed in the way that, I don't know, a fish may latch onto you and start biting you, it's perfectly normal, it's perfectly natural. It doesn't inherently mean that there is a problem. But what I think it means that there's room for you to get used to it. And there's room that you can find out why you feel that way. You feel like that way maybe because something in the past happened or because it doesn't really feel natural. It was raw. And rawness is either a good thing because it lays the foundation for change.
I think we go to the Exeter. There's no sun here. How do you feel about that?
The Exeter.
We go to the steak sandwich.
Are we going to end it the same way we started that very podcast episode of which I was introduced? This recurring character, this Rochester. I think that's smart. People here are really kind. You usually don't... When you're meeting with people, there's that sort of iciness. A closed off walling, an insulation between people, before you meet people. And how quickly that breaks when there's something to talk about. When either you or them choose to point out an absurdity, to ask a question that creates an open forum with everyone. How quickly it all falls, that iciness, that insulation. Suddenly everyone's people. And it leads a way that you can start talking as if you were best friends since childhood. How great it is to experience that firsthand. Because there's people that, you know, you've never seen before. People that you really would be unsure about if you ever would meet them ever again. But they're there in that moment and they say something. And it sort of, it grounds you. Because it's something to your attention, obviously. Something that gives you something to focus on. But it reignites that little infancy in you. We're going around ready to explore, talk to people.
How important are first impressions, Darcy?
It depends on how long you're going to know that person for. First impressions don't matter. Don't really matter if that long if you're going to become a lifelong friend. It doesn't really matter if it's long-term partners. And obviously, if it's years on years and years on end, you know this person, it's all right. First impressions can be a happy memory. If they're good or bad, if the current conditions are fine, it's all breezy. If things aren't, then it can feel like a bit of a pain. A sort of... How would I say this? Like it's a stench of coldness, of iciness around that moment, around that memory. But that's just for the time being. If someone says, oh, I remember you, mate. You had a mullet. You look like an actual asshole. But you laugh about it, both of you, because you pointed it out in a fun way. Maybe not in that example that specifically is the best great
example. That can
further
entrench a friendship.
Yeah. There's a sort of boldness. There's a sort of lack of fear of judgment. And when there is judgment, it's sort of joyful. Sort of, it comes candidly. But there's a welcoming to it. And it can make or break if you put it in the bad way. Hold on, I'm just eavesdropping.
You can make it worse.
Yeah, definitely.
I hate making it worse.
We all do. And when we hear it, when it happens, it can be a gut pain. Something hard to get over. All right, we'll try not to sit in James's seat.
So you stay there, Das.
Yeah, no, I think I'm the same.
So go in the middle of the alleyway, if you would, Das.
Right down the drainage ditch?
Yeah, just down there. That's perfect. So if you can, like, reporter style, talk about how we're here at the Exeter, where James had his first sandwich, like, all this sort of stuff, the beginning of meeting you, like, but reporter style, like, here we are.
All right. Here we are. Exeter Hotel. I'm quite, honestly, quite grateful for James. Because here, he started as, like, when he was doing this here, I didn't know who Hamish was. I didn't know who Sam was, Simone. I didn't know who James was. In fact, I didn't even know that Shane Gillis had a name. I was cluelessly walking up and down Rundle, talking to people who I know, people that were strangers to me, not long ago either. Why, there were strangers here that only an hour later came up to me, interviewed me, and sort of helped me. They gave something. Hello, sir. Don't worry about this. They sort of threaded themselves into my life. Not invasively, but I have a connection now. Not to be parasitic, but it's a line I use to communicate with these people I know well. And it's weird that in only 2 months, I think, something along those lines, number of months.
It's about that.
Thank you. Did you search it up on a calculator?
Yeah, very quickly.
Right, your words are better than mine. But not that long ago. And how long it's been since. I'm now doing exactly what he was doing. I'm not devouring a steak sandwich with a beard and glasses. And not trying to... All right, I won't go there. I think I'm going to change seats. There's too many weird stains here. It's better to be mainline. Well, not. It's better not to be mainline. Got to be avant-garde sometimes. Is this good? All right. I only hope that you get a better screen grab of my face next time you put it in a thumbnail.
Oh, dear.
No. I have friends nowadays that just, like, they take that one, the whatever I was doing, and they make it their profile picture.
Oh, no, Darcy. Oh. I'm sorry.
Like, I know they're doing it endearingly, which is what friends should do. What you should be doing to strangers once you better know them. Be endearing. You know, front poking and whatnot. But still being nerd of this. It hits weird differently. Like what you said, with that you feel a sort of a raw nakedness. Okay, that's a bit... Something along those words. We all feel that every now and again when we try something new. When we put something to the table that's sort of untested, unfinished, unpolished. And we see if it... Not that if it sticks, but if it feels homely. If you feel homely with someone, you've got a connection, you've got perhaps a partner for life, a friend that'll never judge, never wane, you never move. Sorry, you don't have to move. No, it's all right. It's perfect that you're in the way.
You won't be there?
If you want to be there. Are you all right with this?
Yeah, please. I was going to say if it helps, I'm happy to be there.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Adding
it helps if you...
Don't worry.
Oh, I don't care.
Would you like to be? Would you like to be on the pod?
This is Darcy's first street pod.
Oh. I'm an amateur for this.
Okay.
Is it right if I take one of these seats?
Yeah.
All right. All right, this feels a bit... You don't believe how weird this is. For me, at least. Not for...
That's okay.
All right. Ugh, cigarette butts.
Mm.
Hello.
There's a lot of them.
Oh. Did you have a crowd of friends that were just...
Yeah, they were here, but they were all heading off at the same time that I got here anyway.
Oh, it's a pity, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Sucks. That's okay.
You want me to ask questions?
What's your name? Yeah.
A name. What's your name?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie.
With an I-E or an I?
I-E, yeah.
You hear? You can hear?
I can hear you.
I forget, it's not like...
We're close enough distance
I can just hear you.
All right. I feel like...
It's like, guys.
This is weird going because it's heavy.
No, that's okay. If it's annoying for you.
You can hold it in.
All right. Like I say, we can take turns. It is heavy, isn't it?
So Charlie with a Y, was it?
I-E.
I-E.
Woo.
Charlie with an I-E.
Yeah. Shortened for Charlotte as well, so.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
I forget that's how Charlie spelled.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie with an I-E.
Yes.
Is this a place you come to often?
Yeah, I try and come here. I'm here a few times a week.
Oh. Is it always
close
what is
to
it?
The mouth? Sort of
sparkling ale.
Sparkling.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's a be common.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The usual.
I'm like a dark ale kind of guy.
I've had dark ale before, but I used to get them because they were like, cheaper.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
How much?
They were like 750. This is like 13. That's when the old pub at Cranker that was open. That's when that was open. Yeah. So I don't really go up there anymore. So it's just kind of here. Yeah. Sorry. Microphones. Yeah.
Weird habit you forget to.
It is. It's a very rough habit, but that's okay. You'll get used to it.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions around what today's topic is?
Yeah, that's fine. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I've forgotten. I had them written down, but it's more like a grocery list. How do you view society at the moment? Do you feel it as if it's... Because some of our previous interviewees have thought it's sort of stagnating, sort of slow crawl of progress, but not necessarily being triumphant. In the fields, it's trying to cross over.
I don't know, because I'm not the smartest person in the world. But from what I see through the news and being out in society, I think the world's gone a little crazy at the moment. But I don't think Australia is affected as heavy as some places. But I feel like, I don't know. I don't follow it too much. But I do try and keep up to tabs as much as I can. But yeah, I don't know. Society here in Australia, in Adelaide at least, I haven't really had any issues personally with like discrimination kind of stuff. I guess I found the right crowd. But yeah, I guess just the world in general is just kind of crazy for now.
Well, I would like to touch about discrimination. I want to hear something about that. But I would like to talk about, do you feel it's a political or a spiritual sort of branch around society and its faults, pros and cons, and how it's progressing?
I think at the moment it's a lot more political, it's in my opinion. I try not to think about it too much. I guess all the issues in the world, I try and just kind of keep to myself and my own circle and just try and go day by day with, I guess, knowing what's going on. But also, there's not much, like, we can try do what we can to help people and to help things, but there's also not much you can do about it, in a way, I guess. In my personal opinion, I'm not too sure. Again, I don't follow too much about it-ish.
And you mentioned something about discrimination. I would like you to talk about that because, while I'm interested, what is this discrimination about?
Well, I am in an interracial relationship. So my partner is Malaysian. And for us as a couple being queer as well, when we're together, I haven't actually experienced too much personally about, I guess, the queerness side of it. Racism with her has been quite heavy, and it's actually been quite eye-opening to go from not being around someone, like being around people who haven't experienced like the discrimination in a heavy way, I guess, and then meeting someone and being around it and seeing like how some people in our state can actually be not the nicest people in the world. But then it's also been less than, I assume, like other states, I guess, at the moment, like Melbourne and everything, have been a bit more heavy with the kind of discrimination and violence against like interracial people and stuff like that. Yeah. So
do you feel that this discrimination, this personal discrimination, of course, do you think it's sort of a sort of symptom or a direct cause of what may be occurring in society and perhaps its problems?
Maybe. I think, I think it's still like back on the politics. I think a lot of discrimination comes from politics, and I also still think it stems from America. In a way. I also just want to interrupt in a way. I don't know if I'm on the right track of topic. Oh, am I? Right. Because I am not smart with this kind of stuff. And I hear words of like politics and discrimination, and my things just go to like, I really do think the way that, you know, things have come out with how Donald Trump, I guess, runs America. I think Australia is getting really influenced. I think a lot of countries are becoming very influenced by the way he's doing things. But then also, people are trying not to be influenced by him. And it's just quite confusing because, you know, you see a lot of people being like, Donald Trump is terrible, but then he's also inviting a lot of these world leaders over and interacting with countries he really wouldn't usually interact with. And it's just like not knowing what's actually going to kind of come of it. And I think Yeah, I think people in society are getting a little bit influenced by that. And I think things have kind of peaked in a really odd way since a few things have come more. Since Donald Trump's kind of lost the plot a bit and he's just started wars and done all that kind of stuff, people are getting quite influenced. Yeah. I think that's my opinion.
And this Western sphere that is perhaps being incorporated by, as you would say, a rot, would it be a moral soul rot that people are perhaps going out and discriminating? Mm. People are going out and acting towards people that are disliked and unlike them?
My brain don't work. Sorry. I was going to say, in the most simplified terms, how would you explain that in like a very simplified term for me to understand?
In what my life
can be.
Sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry, I'm a bit slow too. So we are here in this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, hosted by me. We are here to talk about the zeitgeist of modern society.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with what a zeitgeist is?
No, very much not. Never heard of that word in my life.
Fair enough. It's seldom used. And the meaning of it is perhaps the feeling, the vibe, not to interrupt. So if that's important, you can answer it clearly.
Yeah. I was going to say my friends were going to meet up with me in just a second.
Oh, I don't want to get in the way of it.
If you want them to join, they won't be interested. Okay, I'm around the corner. Wait, let me go around there. If y'all want to stay here and watch my beer.
All right. It's all right. I won't touch that. So, we are here at the Exeter because... Why are we here again?
Well, it's kind of this... It's the spiritual home of the street talk. It's the originating landscape of this format.
Is this where it was born?
Yeah. This is where it started.
This is its home, its birthplace, where it was conceived. It was conceived in the minds of many people. And, of course, some of those responsible are here. And we're here, I guess. We're here, I guess. I mean, I'm here to sort of pay a undebted tribute, because I'm here because of James. I'm here and I'm grateful to James, and I'm sort of, I don't want to say carry the torch because that makes me feel more important, but I'm chipping in and I'm giving back, and I'm here to talk with people, because that's what he did. And talking to people opens up pathways. It opened up mine. But mainly we're here because we're talking about how society feels. Its urns, its aches, its troubles, what it prides itself on and what it sort of...
Sorry, I'm actually going to have to go around there because I'm going to have to finish this on the tail off mic really quick.
That's all right.
But thank you for interviewing.
Thank you, Charlie, i.e.
Yes, nice to meet you. Sorry, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed.
Hey, there's no need to apologise for that. Thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, of course. It was really nice to meet you guys as well. Anyway. All right, good luck.
See you around, Charlie.
Bye.
She was nice.
Yeah, she was nice. Now I can be more absurd. You reckon I have to pay for this if I fall off? Okay. True, especially the Astro.
Is the zeitgeist, like, fluid?
Well, the zeitgeist, I guess, is fluid. There's plenty of opportunity in the right circumstance for it to have open transmission. It can be felt, it can be understood, and it can be shared. And it can also be divided. If it feels that way, people can interpret it.
Well, that's something that Jimmy talks about a lot, too.
He does?
Is he talks about the fractured media landscape. You know, he'll be doing stand-up and he'll say, do you guys know about, and he'll say a topic that maybe in yesteryear people would have, everyone would know the same kind of cultural touch points as each other. And now with social media and all the different, like literally that's the right term for it, fractured media landscape. There's like less connect, there's less connection dots between people. Like, do you think that's affecting people speaking to each other openly?
Well, definitely there are people in their own bubbles. Everyone's in their own bubble. Everyone's on their own planet. But everyone has their own social bubbles between one another. And there is no unification in what is currently within the mind of everyone. Nowadays, you can definitely say for certainty that a person dissimilar to me, completely opposite, is not going to be, like just visually, is not going to be thinking about what I thought about. And even if someone was cloned, looking exactly like me, they still wouldn't be thinking about what I was thinking about. They would know FDR. They wouldn't care for Shane Gillis. They wouldn't know who the hell James Donald Forbes McCann is. Some people do. Some don't. Some people don't even know what whatever delicious topic at the time. Whatever is on the plate. Some people don't know. They wouldn't care. They're focused on their own. I guess to put it in the food analogy, yeah. People more focused on what's on their plate than looking around and see what the banquet is. They can smell it. They can interpret it. But because they're not seeing it, they don't know what it is. Sure, they may get a little glimpse left and right out of the peripheral vision. What's on their neighbor's plate? And try and suss out the flavor of that. But they won't know unless they ask, unless they already know what it is. But they can pass judgment nonetheless. And I guess that's really the way I can put it. That really naturally came out into a... I can certainly feel that. I can feel that because you can get interpreted as an outsider. An outsider already has its own distasteful associations because you're not in on the know. But you can also be seen as someone who is either direct opposite, someone who is an enemy, someone who doesn't, if they don't know, then they cannot be trusted. It's an association fallacy, I guess it is. It'd be like, well, if you separate all these tables, all these chairs, you place a couple of stools in there, they're not going to necessarily be able to know how to fit themselves back together. But then again, what the hell am I saying? Like, sure, if I tried to look baby-faced, people would still be suspicious of me regardless of their age, of their of whatever demographic suits them at the moment. And it's something that it frosts over. It can easily frost over in interactions. If you attend a party, you don't know anyone. You just view people as who they fit into, who they can be molded as just by appearance sake. Then, of course, you're going to come out as a bean counter. You're not going to know everyone in the party. You'll just know in what your judgments are of them and how you associate those judgments with what you know inside. That separates, and that is something that I would like people to overcome that. I want people listening to start seeing that, seeing what time they passed the judgment, what time they assumed, what time they thought they knew something about another person that perhaps either they tried to get a drip feed information to understand what that, or they didn't blatantly ask. I want people to see that, and I want them to overcome. I want them to do something they would normally never think about doing, to get over something. I just want to say something right now. I noticed this yesterday, and you know what this is? A piece of a Bible. Because yesterday I think someone tore up a Bible down the Brundle Street. This is what it's on. Whole Bible just... I'm not even kidding you, huge chunks. And this is a piece of it. And we'll read a quote for, I don't know, you put some plug this at the end. There's no full quotes in this.
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servants, Moses, gave you. Do not turn away from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Strangely fitting. I want people to apply that, not because it's a Bible quote, because it's sage advice. Advice you must take. Advice you should live by. Don't place it above everything else, but it should be there, an undercurrent, a flow between your thoughts. If you want to approach someone, go out and do it. Find out who they are. If you want to do something, but because you had an association that prevented you from doing that, do it anyway. You'll know. You'll find out. Be courageous. Be brave. Moxie is not given. It's developed. It's part of your character. And we're all characters.
Close us out, Darcy.
Well, once again, I do want to say how grateful I am. We didn't get to review a lot of people, but the people we did, I'm happy that I actually got to talk to them. I didn't get to find out who they are, their lives, their dreams, their aspirations, but I got to talk to them. I got to know a name and a face. And that's something I'm sort of cursed with knowing. A lot of remembering names and faces. Never see them again. Oh, I'll never find them. Who are they going to be? Who are they going to be now? But I met them and I talked to them. And that's good. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the cameraman, Hamish, Sam. I'm grateful to James. I'm grateful to everyone I talked to. I'm grateful to my parents. Just about everyone else. And one last thing. Good night, Mrs. S., wherever you are.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.